evening, ladies and gentlemen. We will be starting to board coach class and first class. Please have your tickets ready.
Good evening. Welcome to the Polar Express. And in a few minutes, we'll be heading to the North Pole.
Hi, I'm Kara, and I'm a hot cocoa chef here on the Polar Express. And we are headed to the North Pole this evening with a train full of happy people. And we are serving hot cocoa as thick and rich as melted chocolate bars.
My name is Hannah, and my favorite part of the story is when little boy's room is shaking and he sees the train outside.
My name is Spencer. My favorite part is the story to see Santa Claus.
My name is Emily, and my favorite part of the story is when the boy finds the bell in the box. It means that you believe in Santa Claus.
Wow, look at all you fine folks out there tonight. How is everyone? Did you ride all the way up here on the Polar Express? You know, when I was a little boy a long time ago, I rode on the Polar Express too. Outside, the lights of villages and towns flickered past as the Polar Express race northward. "There," said the conductor, "is the North Pole." And the conductor led us off. In front of us stood Santa's sleigh. The reindeer were excited. They pranced and paced, ringing the silver bells that hung from their harnesses. It was a magical sound. Across the circle, the elves moved apart, and Santa appeared.
"Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!"
He marched over to us and, pointing at me, said,
"What would you like for Christmas?"
What I wanted more than anything was a bell from Santa's sleigh. He stood, holding the bell high above him, and called out, "The first gift of Christmas." As soon as we were back in the Polar Express, we were on our way home. The Polar Express let out a loud blast from its whistle and sped away. Though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for all those who truly believe.